Hello.
Hi there, how are you? Can you hear me, Jim?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how are
Great.
you? I think we're recording.
Okay.
I think Hina is the host, so I couldn't adjust it, but there'll be a little bit of silence on the recording that I pull here after we're done. Yeah, Linda's hosting. Linda is the logo that you see, I believe. So Linda Schaefer, our human resources generalist, is on as well.
All right.
Hi there. Looks like we're just missing Sylvia and Charlotte, I believe.
Okay.
And
Have you heard from them, Amy? Do you know if they're joining?
Not on this date. One person said they might need their husband's assistance. And then not from all had accepted last Wednesday. Let me see. And Linda, you might be able to see who all has accepted for this one around this time around.
No, I don't see who has and has not accepted.
Talked to Jeff Hales about it on Monday.
I did just send the link to each of the three.
Thank you. Jim, what is quorum with this number that we currently have with one spot vacant?
Boy, that's a tough call. We have four members, one vacant.
Plus Jeff Hale, and I guess counts liaison. I'm not sure if that counts towards the numbers. Keith, you might know. Not quite sure, Larry Jones would read.
The council member, since he doesn't vote, he doesn't count.
How good deal.
So you have four members.
We have two of four. Yep.
Well, it'll be at least two. I know when there's members of seven, you have to have four for a quorum. When you have seven. So I'm
Yeah.
assuming here would be at least two, if it's just four.
Yeah. I
Well,
heard
oh yeah,
one
well,
more than 50%, though, so maybe three. We
I
might.
three.
Yeah, I think three.
Think we have some very helpful folks listening in, not as panelists, but as observers. Is that what they're called? But not pictured here. Because the link is on the website, so we might have others on as well.
Can I ask that someone turns on the closed captioning? Is that possible?
Let me see.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi there.
Hello, I apologize for being late.
Oh, all good. I was going to reach out to the final two by phone. We've sent a couple of emails today and resent the link. We do have some folks listening in. And quickly.
Yeah, I think even with the vacancy, according to my research, we would need three because it's still considered a board of five.
That sounds right.
Okay, I have Miss Charlotte on the phone. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, she's on speaker. Thank you for joining, Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte, can you hear us?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, did you say?
Yes, I'll try to turn it up.
Okay.
I can hear you, and I can sort of hear the other person.
Okay, I have it turned all the way up now. This should be a short meeting. If you can't get to your email or click that link from your phone, I think we can proceed like this.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, so we're recording. Okay. This is February 28, 2024, a meeting of the Civil Service Board for the City of University, City of Missouri. My name is James Novogracki, Chair of the Civil Service Board. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, and we'll start with the roll call. James Novogracki, of course, present. Charlotte Colonna, can you indicate that you're present?
Amy, you're muted, so we can't hear you or her. There you go.
Charlotte, could you say that word one more time?
Okay, and then Bethany Gasparovich, did I say that right?
Yeah, it's Beth Gasparovic. Yes, present.
Gasparovich. Okay, so we do have a quorum of the board members for today's meeting. An agenda was circulated. Did all board members receive a copy of the agenda? And is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll motion first.
And Charlotte, would you second that motion?
Second.
All right, thank you. All in favor of approving the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Anybody opposed, say nay. Okay, then we have a affirmative vote to approve today's agenda. The first item that we have is new business, pension board progress status, overview and recent work. And I think we're gonna hear from Keith Cole.
Yes, thank you. I'm Keith Cole. I'm the director of finance and I'm the staff liaison for the pension board. For both plans, the non-uniform and the police and fire, the uniform. I'm just going to give a quick synopsis of just on the pension board things. First of all, I'm just going to go over the non-uniform real quick. For normal retirement eligibility, employees have to be age 65, and to get the retirement benefits. And so you can retire at 65, but you can also retire if you've worked for the city for 30 years and reached the age of 62. And the early retirement eligibility is age 55 with 20 years of service. The vesting, and this is what's changed. This was an update that the pension board for the non-uniform made a recommendation to change the vesting years of service from 10 years to 5 years. And the city council approved that change in November 13th of 2023. And currently the non-uniform employees, they contribute 3% of their annual salary to the pension plan. And we currently have approximately 67 retirees who are currently receiving benefits. Mm-hmm. And then on the uniform side, which is the police and fire, their normal retirement eligibility is age 50 with 25 years of service. And early retirement is age 50 with 20 years of service. And their vesting time is 10 years of service. And they contribute 5% of their annual salary to the plan. And they currently have approximately 95 retirees who are receiving a benefit. And that's kind of a quick and dirty synopsis, but if you have additional questions, I'll be happy to answer. If I don't have an answer, then I will definitely research and get back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Keith. Any board members have any questions concerning the pension? Okay. And I know Amy had mentioned there was maybe some folks listening in from the public. Welcome. Any questions from any other participants? Okay, hearing none. Thank you very much. We'll go on to the next item is the chairman's comments. I don't have any comments. Do we have a plan for the vacancy and how to fill that?
Yes, I can work with Lareed. It looks like, and get that on a council agenda. And Councilmember Hales, you might have a little more information on how we submit those. But it looks like it is in April. So we can work to get a nominee. If anyone has any suggestions, feel free to let me know. And then we can work with the council members on getting that nominated and filled.
Okay, that sounds great.
Charlotte, are you logged on another device now, or are you still talking through the phone? Yep, we can hear you through the phone. Yeah, that sounds good. And if you can maybe mute your computer, we're getting a little bit of feedback. Unless you can join with the computer, either way.
There is a little bit of feedback. Okay, that sounds good. And then we have item number four is Council Liaison's report and comments. Anything from Mr. Hales? Looks like he's muted. Is there any way to message him to ask him if he has any comments?
Linda, is there a messaging function on Zoom? Is not my specialty. I like Teams, but I can shoot him an email. He did say he'd have some things going on.
Yes, we just have to email him. And I can do that, or do you want to?
I got it. I think you all got the annual report. I think Keith is the budget report out. I was just trying to see everything online that was recently released. Let's see. Oh, the roars. That's what just came out.
So is that next council meeting on April 7? Am I reading this?
No, we have some in between that time. We have some in March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is just when it looks like the appointment was up, but we'll probably fill in the meantime with an appointee. I have not had to move that forward. So I don't know, Keith, do we bring that to the council's attention or do they find one?
The city clerk will work with the council member to replace the open position.
And then in terms of reappointing other board members?
Yes, the city clerk will work with the council liaison.
Okay.
And determine if they want to re-up. If not, then they'll pick another nominee.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. The next council meeting is March 11th.
Okay.
Yep, it looks like no action needed by the board members. It's handled fully by council for appointments and reappointments. So I'll work with Larit to work with council and hope to get that one filled and then all the other necessary reappointments.
Okay, great. Did you think that Councilman Hales does have some?
No, we can move along.
Oh, okay. All right. Then the other matter would be any other miscellaneous matters or general discussion. Is there anything that any of the U City staff or other board members would like to discuss at this time? Okay. Hearing none. Any members of the public? Any comments from those who are joining in the Zoom?
And now, Linda, just logistics. Are they able to speak or would we have to let them in or how does that work?
We would have to let them in.
Why don't we, if there are actually people waiting to come in? Because
okay.
We don't have any further business.
There you go.
Okay.
Hi, Larit. Hi, Patrick.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, I just had to unmute. It just popped up.
Okay.
I am interested in potentially serving, but we'll coordinate with my council member and the city clerk. And I serve on another commission, and recently the city allows you to serve on multiple commissions. And my background, just so you all are aware, is I previously was the Employees Union president for the Jewish Community Center Employees Union. And I also have worked for St. Louis County in a civil service capacity. So having an interesting perspective that may be helpful if council members decide to move forward, but I've started the process to let them know I'm interested if they would have me.
Great. That's fantastic. Okay, any other members of the public? Have anybody else that we've let in or present? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fox. And then I think we'll move to our final item. There be no other business before the board this afternoon. Would a board member like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay, Beth. And I'll second that. All those in favor of adjournment of the Civil Service Board meeting, please say aye.
Aye. Yeah.
And anyone with a nay? Okay, the ayes have it. Then I believe we are officially adjourned for this afternoon's meeting. Thank you all for joining with us. Thank you, U-City staff. And we'll wait to hear from Amy as to our next meeting.
Thank you very much for joining.
Okay, have a good afternoon.
You as well. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Keith.